This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know that you guys were keeping track, but 136 years ago this week, a woman by the name of Bertha Benz took the first documented road trip in an automobile.
Oh, really?
Her husband was a salesman of the German Motorwagen. And sales were slow due to people's lack of trust in the contraption, as well as only seeing people traveling short distances with it, and it caused a reluctance to buy them. So Bertha took his motor wagon out of his driveway early one morning without his knowing, and went on a 60-mile road trip with her two sons. It did cause a lot of good publicity, as well as presented new ideas for improvements on the horseless carriage, which takes us to our list of the day.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
Oh, yeah, he didn't make me an intro for today.
Oh, what's up with that?
So, wait a minute. She took the car without his knowledge with the kids and went on a 60-mile road trip.
Correct.
That tells me they had a huge argument.
Right.
She was going to leave his ass, and 60 miles later, the car broke down.
She ran out of gas.
Yeah. And he's like, look, babe, I'll apologize later. Let's use this for publicity.
So this got VD and I's brains turning, and we decided to go with the best road trips in the United States. I feel like everybody in this room at one point or another has taken a road trip in their life.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a million as a kid. Look, I'd probably enjoy it now, but it's such a bad taste in my mouth from having done it as a kid.
What would you say is your favorite? I understand that as a kid, road trips aren't exactly the most fun thing.
Well, coming from the East Coast, as the road trips were at the time, once you cross, well, let me rephrase it. Once you get past Kansas and or Nebraska, no offense to them, but they are duller than dull. When you started getting to Colorado and you saw the Rocky Mountains and you started seeing these painted deserts, like, that was the only part of the trip where my brother and I were excited. And I remember all of those moments. It was very cool. It was cool to stop places along the way. But once you got east of the Mississippi, it sucked. I mean, unless you love looking at cattle, ain't a damn thing
ain't
going on.
Ain't a damn thing out there. Miles, how about you? Your favorite road trip, buddy?
Oh, wow. I mean, one of the most beautiful drives in America to me is Highway 1 from Miami to Key West.
Okay. I love
it. Yeah, that's solid, man.
101, obviously. I've just never done it. That's going to be one thing I'm going to do before I die.
Pacific Coast Highway?
Yeah, I'm going to go through the entire coast of Oregon in a few weeks.
Nice.
So I'm going to go from Astoria all the way down to California.
Okay.
Come back, maybe get an In-N-Out burger. I don't know.
Ted, how about you? Favorite road trip, bud?
Probably won't like this one, but honestly, upstate New York in the fall with the foliage.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
It's not that it's not beautiful, but that's where I lived at the time.
You grew up with it.
To me, it either meant we're leaving home and we got a lot of days in front of us, or we're getting home and that long-ass road trip's coming to an end.
Yeah, because generally, outside of scenery, like generally the road trip is just kind of...
It's mundane.
It's getting, right, you're getting somewhere and getting going. I will say, the West Coast is much better. The East Coast, those road trips to Cape Cod, and you pass through a bunch of major cities. You also punt a bunch of traffic.
Yeah. And I will say this. The last road trip we did drove from Colorado Springs to New Mexico. I visited my parents. Gorgeous, stunning drive.
I love it.
Even the kids didn't complain.
I did just get a random message that says, holy F, I am so sorry. My brains are scrambled. I can't imagine where that's from. So these are the America's most scenic roads. These are the best road trips that you can take here in America. There's a whole bunch of them that I'm going to fly through just based on time. Let me know if you guys have taken any of these. Highway 2 in Nebraska.
Nope.
I don't.
I wonder why, though.
Maybe. Look, I've been through Nebraska 3 times, I can remember, and it sucks.
It just basically says sand hills make up nearly one-fourth of Nebraska.
It's a lie.
Snow.
Yeah, Nebraska sucks.
The high road to Taos in New Mexico.
77-mile
route between Santa Fe and Taos.
We kind of had a view of it from where my parents live. And between where their home is and where Taos is, at least where the signs indicate it, looks absolutely stunning.
Pierce Stocking Scenic Drive in Michigan.
No.
7.4 miles long, short, and sweet drive along Lake Michigan's eastern shore shows off the majesty of the giant Sleeping Bear Dunes.
Mm.
You've got Highway 143 in Tennessee.
Ah,
where
Smoky,
is that?
Smoky Mountains, I'm imagining.
Tennessee.
Well, yeah. All right, my bad. Like, I've been to Knoxville.
Right.
which is pretty. I mean, there's a lot of mountains right there. I'd assume if you drive out of there, it's probably beautiful.
Yeah, it says the uninterrupted slopes cloaked in heather and purple rhododendron blossoms just come out
Heather's
early
a big
in the summer.
Girl.
Yeah, that's right. Out near the Appalachian Trail there. Up in Maine, Park Loop Road.
I have not been to Maine.
God, I got to get to Maine.
Ocean Drive in Newport, Rhode Island.
I don't know that one.
10-mile coastal route packs historic mansions and spectacular views over the water.
So these are smaller drives. I'll say 17-mile loop in Monterey.
Yeah, so these are the most scenic roads or the best road trips in the U.S. Also on the list here, as I find the Silverado Trail in California.
Where is that located?
Kind of on the eastern edge of Napa Valley.
Okay. I feel like we may have done that when I was a kid.
Lemmy Pass in Montana and Idaho.
Got a big mole.
Ace of Spades.
Lemmy Pass. I'm sure I said it wrong.
I will say, I've been to Montana a few times. It's just gorgeous.
You bet. Yeah, you've been consistently have said that about Montana.
Yeah, I mean, like, right, and some of the roads, man, there's just nobody out there. But I mean,
even my wife, when she drove out here to move here, they went through Montana, and she was like, look, it takes forever to get out of there, but she goes, it was spectacular.
Route 6 in Massachusetts shows up on the list.
I just need to know
where
it is. I got
to know where that is. I mean, if that's the one
links together Cape Cod's networks of sand dunes, beaches, marshes,
then you've been there, Ted.
Oh, I was just there.
Oh, yeah.
And for the radio nerds, you can drive by where Marconi did the first transmission across the Atlantic.
There you go.
It's right there on the cliff at Cape Cod.
For those of us here, the Olympic Peninsula Loop here in Washington.
Have not done that one.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's a gorgeous
one. It's a little sketch.
Well, I mean,
there's a couple curves where, like, I did it at night the first time I did it. I was like, I need to slow down.
They do say Highway 101 in Oregon.
Yeah. Okay, I'm there.
You made it. Kankamangas Highway in New Hampshire?
Kankamangas.
I've never been to I flew into Manchester. That's about it.
There you go. North Shore Drive in Minnesota?
Nope.
Blue Bonnet Trail, Texas? Route 12 in Utah? That's basically just looking at the canyons that are out there. Maybe not necessarily the
Grand Canyon. Have done that again when I was a kid.
US 1 in the Florida Keys?
There we go.
17-mile Drive, California?
That's Monterey.
Lakeshore Drive, Chicago?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Ridge Parkway, the Carolinas, Virginia.
Not there, but yes, in Virginia, yeah.
And then the last one here, as far as the best road trips, most scenic road trips in the United States, the road.
Don't say it.
Tahana.
No. Oh, no way. That's a bunch of crap.
It is so overrated, man.
That is a bunch of crap.
Did you guys just admit you love it?
I really did not, man.
Look, it's not ugly. Oh, it's not bad at all. And yet there's the mountains with the little narrow waterfalls, and it's tropical and all the plants. It's still not worth doing.
Rarely do these things trigger me.
Yeah, that.
Number one.
I mean, it's the first one that they mentioned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. I would...
Nah, I wouldn't do it again.
I would murder Lilo and Stitch not to drive that road anymore. Make millions of children cry. God, I hate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.